Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are back at it like a cracked at it. Bump and feed, boys. Episode Trace. It's your boy, the highlight of the show, So Fly Mini Low, dragging Oliver Sawyer up in his BIs. And How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing all right. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We're recording this. Who you got?
The Chiefs, I guess.
Mahomes. That's crazy. You don't even know who's playing, do you?
I just know Mahomes is in it because his dad.
I agree. Chiefs, you know, obviously everyone listening to this will listen to it after, but I got the Chiefs.
Yeah, we got a little late episode this week because this week has been hectic, to say the least.
It's been a lot. You know, we three episodes in, we already running behind. So
I know, right? I feel so incompetent, but it's okay.
The downfall of Bump and Feed Boys pod has already started.
If we didn't get one out this week, I would have blamed it on one reason and one reason in particular. Oh, I would have said no episode this week because Oliver is mad that I slapped the shit out of him.
I see. Yeah, you did actually. You know, for those of y'all who don't know, at Dominant Championship Wrestling, this punk SoFly Manny Lowe decided to slap me like I'm Cody Rhodes and he's The Rock. And I don't even know why he did it. And I am still a little mad about it.
Well, do you still have that mark on your face?
Nah.
Because one of them, the security guards, they got you pretty good. Because I ain't do that. None of that.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky that they did get me pretty good. Because I would have rocked you for real.
You was about to rock nothing.
Okay.
But when were we doing that? When is that match going to be scheduled? April? May?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm going to beat your ass pretty bad. I'm not going to lie.
Anyway, listen, you're already trying to start stuff. We got 2 months to get through before we have to beat each other up, and you're already trying to start stuff.
It's all love, though, like you've been saying. It's all love.
It ain't going to be all love in May. But anyway, you know, what's going on? WrestleMania, Rock, Cody, Roman, Seth. What's happening? What are we –
you know,
we watched the press conference. What do we think's going on?
The press conference was the most lit wrestling media I have seen in my life, bro.
That was insane.
Everybody cussing. The Rock think he's the biggest villain in the world. This is real wrestling to me, damn it. Mm-hmm. That was the best thing ever. I think, like, the press conference as a whole, I seen, like, the they did something with Becky and Rhea Ripley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched the whole thing live.
Yeah, what
I
else
happened? Nothing. Bianca came out and cut a little promo just promoting WrestleMania. And then the Becky Rhea thing, and then that was it. Well, did you see Big E and Punk? Big E said, "I'm just here so Punk won't get fired."
Yo, CM Punk, he like if whenever he's done wrestling, he needs to be a commentator and just instigate the shit forever. Bro. I'll just watch wrestling for that.
Let's be honest, Punk's done wrestling, so he can just go do
he's
that.
He's gonna come back. He's gonna come back, but I wouldn't be mad if he just did that full time.
Mm-hmm.
It fits him very well.
Yeah, no, that press conference was very well done.
Yeah,
I had somebody, I was watching, and I was watching with someone that doesn't like wrestling, doesn't know nothing about wrestling, but they saw The Rock. Mm-hmm. And they're watching, and they're like, this is so dumb, blah, 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 this is dumb. And by the end of it, they were like, was that real? And I was like, you're a mark.
So did y'all watch the last part where he was talking to Triple H?
Mm-hmm.
Bro. So what do you think is going to happen now with this whole situation?
I think night one is Cody and Seth versus Rock and Roman.
Right.
And then Cody Roman, night two.
I can see
and
that.
Then I think, and then I think whatever happens night one sets up Rock Roman for next year.
Facts, because
which is what they should have been doing from the first place.
Facts. Because I seen The Rock was like, we're gonna have a nice long story with this, so this is about to be something crazy. What I see, the Rock, he had the family tree pulled up, You see how it didn't say shit for Roman except for
just his name?
for the Rock, it said he's the high chief.
Yeah, which is crazy because, like, where did that even come from?
I guess they said that's like for real, he got high chiefed by one of the kings in Samoa or something.
One of the OGs? Okay.
So Roman's been faking this whole time. He's been faking.
Yeah. But I think, because, the whole thing was like, oh, Rock Roman is the biggest match we can do to make this the biggest WrestleMania of all time. But this is already the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
Yes, already.
Why would you waste that main event on this Mania when you can use this Mania and then build the momentum to next year, and the next year will be the biggest Mania of all time?
Bro, they're just going to keep on getting bigger and bigger. And I fucks with it. I think I have to do three nights by eventually.
All right, relax. I ain't doing all that. But how much of this do you, like, when they did the Cody segment with The Rock on SmackDown, when Cody hugged him and The Rock did the stare down with Roman, how much of what's happening now do you think was already planned then?
I don't know, but I feel like they're always going to do Cody versus Roman.
Yeah, I don't.
It's literally the only right thing to do.
But, yeah, I agree.
But I didn't know there was, like, I don't think they was planning on turning Rock heel.
Yeah, but how would you, I mean, yeah, I really want to know, like, how much, like, when everyone knew what and, like.
That'd be nice to know. Year. I wonder if, like, on the day of, The Rock was just like, I'm going to smack you in your shit, and you're not going to do nothing about it. Yeah, if they would have did, like, a big-ass brawl, that would have been even better. Like, that would have been incredible. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Bro, you know what's wild? Roman seemed like a sidekick next to The Rock. Bro,
insane. He looked smaller. He didn't say as much. He was just his little brother, for real.
He was just kind of there. He was like Solo Sikoa.
Honestly, and it's like, Roman's, I've never seen him like that.
I know.
Never. Not even when he was in the Shield. He was always big dog, and now he's just a little punk.
Yeah. Bro, don't you want Triple H to wrestle?
It'd be nice, but you know, it's not going to happen.
I know.
I wish it could happen. Have a 30-minute match with The Rock at Mania. That'd be so cool.
That would probably not be cool.
You know, his last couple matches, he was going crazy. I liked his match with I liked the Super Showdown match. Like, he had one with Randy, and that one was actually I think
that was his last match ever.
No, his last one ever was at the Thunderdome, I think. The one with Randy.
Maybe.
No, I feel like they did like a no DQ one, and they like.
What is that, like 30 seconds long? Like, it wasn't a real match.
I don't know. Was it?
I'm not sure.
Well, if Triple H could wrestle again, that'd be so cool, but...
That would be.
You know, health reasons.
Yeah.
It sucks, but Triple H... Hey. I like bald Triple H low-key better than I like long-haired Triple H. I don't know why.
It's close. I just... So, after all this happened, I went on Peacock, and the full, like, rivalries are there, and I clicked on Triple H and The Rock, and the first one was Hunter Hearst Helmsley versus Rocky Maivia.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocky won the IC title off of him. Yes. And Rocky was that boring baby face. And they were booing him and cheering Triple H. By the end of the match, though, when Rock won, they were going crazy.
Yeah.
Because Triple H was just murdering him. And then it was just the roll-up finish. Oh, they were going crazy for Rock.
Bro, I feel like Triple H, like, I don't want to say he's underrated, but people don't give him the props he actually deserves.
Bro, people act like all he does is bury people. Right.
Right. But, like, I think they had a match at SummerSlam, and it might have been, like, a ladder match, and I feel like that's the match that put him on the map. I think that's back when Triple H was wearing long pants still. Mm-hmm. He had, like, the purple tights or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he's always been that guy. My favorite match with him is the Hell in a Cell with Undertaker.
Yeah, Mania.
Boy.
I never watched that match.
Bro. That ass.
I feel like if I was going to watch it, I'd want to watch, like, all of it building up.
No, you really don't have to.
Really? Because that's when Sean's the ref, right?
Yes. Maybe just watch Sean and Taker, and then Triple H versus Undertaker the year before, and then watch that match, and you'll know you'll be filled in on everything.
All right.
You'll have to watch 30 years of history to understand that match and how good it is.
Why don't we watch this Hell in a Cell Triple H Undertaker match, and why don't we talk about it on next week's episode?
That's gonna be a long ass episode because that was a long ass match. But hey, we could do that.
We don't gotta talk about every 5 seconds of the match. So, audience, listeners, go watch Triple H versus Undertaker, Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania. That's the end of the era match, right?
Yes.
Yeah, where they all like walked up the ramp together.
I thought they both were retiring. They worked the shit out of me. I was so confused when I seen them both wrestling the next year.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we all going to watch that match, and we're going to talk about it next week.
Next week.
What else you got to say about Rock, Roman, Seth, the other guy, Cody?
The other guy, don't disrespect Mike G.
I forgot his name.
Well, I think Seth, do you think he's not going to have a title match? Or are you just going to be?
No, he will. They announced winner of the Elimination Chamber will wrestle him, but it'll probably be night two.
Night two? Okay.
Two world title matches.
I can see that.
I think it makes sense to be Drew, Sammy, Seth in a triple threat.
That'd be really cool.
Well, if it's just a one-on-one, then Seth's kind of got to do two angles at once. Mm-hmm. But if it's a triple threat, Drew and Sammy can build the world title match while Seth's worrying about whatever they're doing.
True that.
But I think, Mania's going to be crazy.
Be new champ at Mania, Sammy Zayn.
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be Drew unless he resigns. But
I just feel like Sammy's like, what, 47?
Who cares? Sami Zayn's like the best, bro. He's overdue a championship.
I'm just so pro Seth. I don't want to see Seth lose.
But he needs to sit his ass down somewhere.
No, I think he's good.
That's what you think.
I think he's good.
I guarantee he'll need to take a break after Mania.
Man, just don't wrestle every single week. Just stop doing house shows. Just pull a Roman Reigns. It's all good. Like, no, Cody will be full-time champ, and then let Seth be part-time champ now.
That's crazy. It's like an endless cycle of part-time.
It went from Brock to Roman to Seth, and then it'll go to Cody. And then Sammy can be full-time champ.
You think he'll be full-time champ by then? If they don't have any runs, it's going
to
be...
once he's like 55.
Yeah. So we're going to build now. He'll be just fine.
Yeah, maybe. What else is happening at Mania? Rhea Becky.
Yes, Io Bailey. That's going to be a good-ass match.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening? I don't think nothing big has been announced yet.
Yeah, no.
Probably Jay and Jimmy.
I think it low-key might be Jay and Gunther.
Yeah?
I mean, who else Gunther going to wrestle? Braun Breaker.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool as shit. But they're not going to have nothing for Jimmy?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the only thing he can do is wrestle Jay. But they didn't even barely set it up at the Rumble.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, they literally held off on that match just for Mania.
Just for Mania.
So... I feel like if they don't do it, I mean, is Gunther wrestling at Elimination Chamber?
He can't leave the country right now.
Dang.
That's why he hasn't been on any of them, like, Saudi shows or any of the.
Oh, I did not
for like
know
a
that.
Year. I think the last time he was out of the country was he wrestled Mustafa Ali.
Dang. No. There's no way. Really?
Yeah. Goodness. I mean, that was only like last year.
Wow.
But yeah, I think it's the same thing with Rey Fénix. Like, for them to get, like, their citizenship or their visa, I don't know, but they can't leave the country.
That's insane. Well, I would think they do Jimmy and Jay, and then Gunther can wrestle Ted Gable again or something. Or he can wrestle anybody, honestly, and it'd be a good-ass match.
He could, but I feel like, I mean, you think he's going to keep the title? He's got to lose it at Mania.
He don't have to, but it'd be nice if he did. I mean, it'd be cool if they did Braun Breaker versus Gunther, and then just
put Braun Breaker,
yeah, put him over.
But he's about to be like NXT tag champs.
Is he?
I think so.
Who's the tag? Oh, tag champs right now is
the family or whatever.
The family, yeah. Well, I can see it going whatever. But Gunther, after Mania, he needs to be going after the world title.
That's true. I think, I mean, he finally, you think he wins it at that Germany show? That's like after SummerSlam, I think.
Yeah, probably. Or even before that. Because if they put it on Sammy and then just have Gunther destroy him.
That's terrible.
I can see it, though, because Gunther's just like a, he's a big boss.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can see it. But then he might as well just have Gunther murder Seth.
See, the war would be fine.
Yeah. Just Gunther is world champ.
Either or Seth wins Mania and Damian Priest cashes in something. I don't know.
I hope Damian Priest just holds it all the way through and just can't cash it in. Like he's trying to cash in at Money in the Bank. Mm-mm, I don't think so. I want him to be trying to cash in the whole time and then his time runs out. He's like, hey man, I didn't even cash it in.
Well, you're stripped of it.
Yep. You had a year of
I think if they do that, I guess they would just do another Money in the Bank match and just say he's defending his Money in the Bank.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah.
Because they've never done that before. So,
no. Boom, that's what's up.
Yeah.
But you know who's winning Money in the Bank next year?
Who?
Or this year?
Who?
Okada.
Okada?
Mm-hmm. The Rainmaker's going to have Money in the Bank.
So talk about Okada. He just wrestled his last match versus Tanahashi.
Mm-hmm.
Last night or this morning?
This morning,
for
yeah.
Us. And I seen a clip in Tanahashi, 47 years old, mm-hmm. messed up knees, barely can walk, president man, jumps off the top rope with a high fly flow to the floor.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Because they did it at Wrestle Kingdom one year.
I've seen it before. Yeah, I've seen him do it. But Jesus, bro. He must love Okada.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all? No, I love how Okada said, peace out, I'm leaving. I ain't losing to nobody.
Well, he didn't lose.
No, I guess they're just going to relinquish the six-man titles because he still got them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
No, he was literally, I think he was supposed to defend, it's him, Tanahashi, and Ishii have the six-man titles. They were supposed to defend it today, but then when they announced that he wasn't coming back, they switched it.
Mm. Well, Okada, he's the man, so like...
He's Okada. He ain't losing to nobody.
He's Okada. He shouldn't lose to nobody anyway, unless he's like, unless it's Kenny Omega or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he barely loses to that man.
Right. Only lost once to him.
Yeah.
Do you think Okada's going to WWE or AEW?
I really don't know. It'd be cool to see him in WWE, though.
It would. And I feel like the thing is, like, people would not want him to, like, hold back on his style to wrestle in WWE. But let's be honest. That man hasn't been wrestling like Okada in, like, 5 years.
He doesn't have to, though. Really doesn't have
to. Yeah, he's Okada. So he can just do his moves and get on about his day.
I seen the six-man in TNA they did.
Mm-hmm.
He did with the Motor City Machine Guns and mm-hmm. Moose and them. Mm-hmm. He was chilling the whole time, and I respected every single bit of it. He did all his stuff, and he did the DDT, the elbow, Rainmaker. He said, I don't need no more than that, brother.
Literally. And that's what – I bet, yo, if he went to WWE and did that, bro, imagine him versus Gunther.
That'd be sick, because I don't think they wrestled before.
Can't imagine. Mm. But
they're saying he might go to NXT if he goes to WWE first. So
that's fine.
I need to see my boy Okada versus
Javon Evans.
Javon Evans and my boy versus Lucky Lavar. Need him. See them both take a Rainmaker for the one time.
Uh huh. Did you hear what Lucky's new name is?
No, I didn't.
Matt Javon told me. I forgot what it is though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it remains to be seen. Yo, I thought that he was going to wrestle on Level Up. Did he?
I think he wrestled on the house shows this weekend, though.
But I seen he was on Level Up, but he wasn't on this week's episode.
Who? Which one are you talking about?
Mally.
Yeah. No, he's on next week.
Okay. I was so confused. Because I was watching, and I just didn't see him. I was a little sad.
Yeah. No, yeah, you got to call him, you know, you got to talk to your friend.
But he called me and then I couldn't answer and I felt sad.
Yeah.
I feel like he won't answer if I call him back, but I'll try.
Yeah, no, he likes me. So.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I wish he would.
He has.
No, he said everyone really liked the level up match. So I hope to see him on USA Network soon.
Another match that happened this week. Matt Riddle, Jack. I haven't watched it yet. I was about to watch it when I woke up. But I heard that was fire. I got fight.
Yeah, look, I saw some of the clips.
Did you so you didn't catch it all?
Nah.
Nah.
I forgot it was happening until I saw them posting about it yesterday.
Well, I wonder how hard they were hitting each other.
What you mean?
I feel like Matt Riddle, he be hitting hard, don't he?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I just want to see some sweat fly off somebody.
I'm sure there was sweat flying.
Oh my! I can't wait to watch that shit.
Yo, imagine Matt Riddle just getting in Jack's. He was like, "Hey, lighten up, bro."
That'd be hilarious.
No, but I think everyone at the seminar got to like wrestle with him.
You know, I wish I could have been there. But I wrestled this. I wrestled in a triple threat this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a guy named Jay Rios and Malik Belsolde.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very lucha shit. I'm trying to prove you wrong, and I can move fast too.
I know you can move fast. You just don't. You just don't move fast at all.
What do you mean, bro?
You just look like you move in slow motion.
And sometimes I don't look like I'm moving in slow motion.
No, you look like you're like trying to wrestle in the 80s.
No, I wouldn't say all that. The 80s is crazy because I'm not going to talk about the 80s right now.
I watched your match with Morgan Dash.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Because I'm wrestling him in a couple weeks.
Oh, you're not about to do none of that.
You're correct.
What'd you think about it, though?
No, it was good. I thought the finish came out of nowhere, but
you know, because I thought we had like 3 minutes, honestly.
Sure, but don't make excuses.
No, honestly, because it's Afterburn, and we have to keep it to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
A minimum. And I don't appreciate how you said, I need to take care of Manny's light work. I got something else going on that day. You know what I'm saying?
What was that?
I have to wrestle Moss that day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm wrestling Dash again that week anyway. So I'll be just fine. You got to worry about yourself and in your championship. That's about to be escaping your fingertips.
I ain't going to be escaping nothing.
No, really.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, that boy Dash like that. It's getting fast.
I know. He loves all Will Ospreay's moves. I don't even need to watch Morgan Dash wrestle. I'll just study Will Ospreay, and I know what Morgan's going to do.
Well, you're not Kenny Omega, and you're not going to beat this man. I promise.
You promise? Why? Just because you got rolled up?
I wouldn't say that. He barely beat me.
Well, like, see, if you were a champion,
ring, I think it would have been a two count, honestly.
Well, see, in championship matches like the one I'm in,
right.
It don't matter if he barely beats you or none of that. But that's why I'm a champion, you're not.
So. But you barely defend it. So, any.
First of all, I'm not about to defend my title at Afterburn. That's like a practice show. That's not real.
It's a real show.
No. You try. I can see you trying to make it a real show, but that's not real.
It is a real show. People actually come. And people come to that show.
Listen, I'm on my Roman Reigns schedule. I'm on my Roman Reigns schedule.
Roman Reigns is actually good, though.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Don't worry, though, because in May or whenever we wrestling for your little DCW title, I'll take that one, too.
Okay.
But okay. Anyway.
Are you coming to Maryland in March?
No shot.
No? Okay.
No shot.
Do you have any, have you been telling people you're available to wrestle or no?
Oh, we got to talk about someone's trying to bring us in, or maybe, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, we'll talk about that off stream though.
Okay.
But we talked about next, Okada.
Okada. We have Sabre and Brian wrestle. Did you watch that? Mm-hmm.
I did not.
You didn't?
I'm going to as soon as, bro, I can, though.
Did you watch it? You changed the password, so I don't know how to get on. But Brian, I'm going to be sad when he's not wrestling every week. Because he's the best wrestler in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But Sabre, I haven't seen his recent matches, and I didn't see the last one. So did you see the last one? No.
Yeah.
How was the last one?
It was good. I think this one will probably be better, though.
Do you think they were... do you think the transitions were more in Japan? Or... Because I feel like in Japan, I don't know if it's because it's shot differently or whatever you have. But in Japan and in AEW, you could put the same people in the same match. But it's different. It's different every time. Like, they both were good, but Ospreay and Kenny's match, they felt completely different.
When Kenny is on Japanese soil, I think it's because he's drinking that Pacific Ocean water. No, I don't know. There's something about people going to Japan. They just got to – it's because those fans appreciate type of wrestling than the fans here.
But do you think it's more theatrical in America and then they just be straight wrestling in Japan?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. Because, well, it's something about that. Whew. Something about a Wrestle Kingdom. Something in Korakin or the Budokan. Boy, maybe get my blood boiling or something, man.
Did you watch Gabe Kidd versus Hanare?
I haven't seen nothing. All I seen was he punched the chair.
that was from today, but they did a singles match, I think last week, and they literally just hit each other for 20 minutes straight and then ended in a double knockout. It was awesome.
Double knockout?
Mm-hmm. Because I think they were doing a strike exchange or something, and Gabe, like, booted him into the ropes, and then Brother just straight, boom, headbutted him, and they were both done. They were just out.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
Is that the same match where he was like, what you gonna do, bruv? You pussy, bruv. Is mm-hmm. Gabe Kidd?
Bro. Dude, Gabe Kidd is nuts.
I remember Gabe Kidd from WCPW back mm-hmm. in 2016. This mm-hmm. is a completely different person. Mm-hmm. Man, he seems like he's in Bullet Club, right?
Yeah.
That boy needs to be the leader of the damn Bullet Club.
Yeah,
that man's actually insane. He's quite literally insane.
I think that's like part of his gimmick. I think they call him like a mad dog or something.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy, all right.
Don't we got a mad dog?
No, not no more.
What's it now? Oh, Alpha Dog?
Yeah, he's Alpha Dog. There's a lot of mad dogs. There's a,
there's like a lot there's of dogs
mad dog up north. There's a lot of dogs. There's a big dog. There's a... Oh, there's no other dogs. Now I think about it.
Yeah, no. That's okay though. But yeah, Ospreay's coming to AEW. You think?
When is he doing that?
This week.
You think so?
I mean, his contract is signed. They were literally just waiting for his contract in New Japan to run out, and it's out.
Well, like, I wonder what he's gonna do, because can do something with Kyle Fletcher, but he's on ROH mostly, and Mark Davis is still injured.
That's true.
So.
You think they're going to put him on AEW TV and then have him in a trio?
I mean, it's one of the best trios in the world, so I wouldn't be mad at it. But they can literally do whatever.
I think Ospreay is gonna like, he might literally just take the title off Swerve as soon as Swerve gets it.
Wow, that's crazy. Have they wrestled before?
I don't know, but think about that match.
That match would be insane. I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. I was about to ask you what type of matches because they do, but they could do literally anybody. But Swerve versus Ospreay would be.
Dude, special. Imagine that at Wembley this year, and Ospreay wins the title at Wembley.
I like that. Has Swerve wrestled Hangman?
Huh?
Why are you saying that? Did I miss something?
Three times.
I meant Will Ospreay. I'm sorry.
Yo, what are you talking about?
Bro, I'm trying to tell you I haven't gotten no sleep and my brain's not working.
I don't care about your excuse. I don't think so. I'm not sure, though.
Hangman versus Ospreay would be honestly a lot of matches. I don't think he's
wrestling. Danielson yet. Versus Ospreay?
Jesus. Get this ball. Anywho, what were we talking about? There's a lot of matches Will Ospreay can do. Him versus Joe, I don't think it's happened. Honestly, their main event trio right now, they could just do that and I'll be fine for like a good year and a half.
Bro, if Ospreay, Okada, and Mercedes all come to AEW, they're set. And then MJF comes back. Kenny comes back.
Kenny has been gone. Man, put Takeshita in the main event. Dog.
Bro.
Takeshita versus Okada?
Takeshita versus Ospreay?
I'm about to nut. I might nut in my pants right now.
Yeah. So I haven't been watching that much AEW recently.
I only watch like I watch my favorites like Danielson and Swerve and Hangman shit.
It just doesn't feel like as big of a deal as it used to.
Yeah, because our boy's not there.
That's true.
I've seen the Bucks are like on all the
fucking shit funny. Possible.
It's hilarious. They've got mustaches and white on. Sting won the belts. It'd be my boy Ricky Starks. They didn't put him back in the main event.
Ricky?
Yes.
Nah, send him to the Performance Center. Get him out of here.
I think he's about to go to WWE.
Probably.
He can fit there, though. But I'm trying to tell you, you don't believe me when I say this, but Ricky Starks could be world champ.
No, he's...
I wish they would have did it, not put it on him then, but like kept him in the scene when he had that shit with MJF.
Yeah, I feel like they really struggle to have like more than just like one contender at a time. Like, yeah, I don't know. But did Hangman and Swerve do a double turn this week? Is that what that was?
Honestly, I feel like they've been doing that for a minute, but.
Yeah, but is Hangman officially a heel and Swerve officially a baby?
I'm not sure, honestly. Well, I guess that remains to be seen. But people want Swerve to win. I feel like people still like Hangman.
That's true.
At least I like him still. But he's just crazy now because he likes the Magnum TA is taking over his brain.
Did you watch that match?
Is their last one they had?
Yeah, the 39 draw. It was real good.
It was a draw.
Yeah, it was real well done, too. They always do the time limit draws really well.
I think Hangman, he's the time limit draw guy now.
That's true. Him and Danielson.
Because I feel like he's had another time limit draw with somebody else that was really good. The other one, that wasn't with Danielson.
No, yeah, just... He did one with Danielson for the world title, and then he did this one. Danielson's okay. Done, like... He did 18. One with Kenny. Yeah, he did one with Kenny.
He's been doing that since he was in Ring of Honor. 60-minute draws.
Mm. Yeah. But, no, I think definitely – I think Hangman wins the title in Greensboro, and then I think Swerve takes it off of him at the next pay-per-view.
Oh, so just fuck Samojo, huh?
Listen, man, we got to get Swerve over, brother.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Joe would have only had it for, what, 3 months?
3 months. That's a good run.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the... No, he's not. No.
I think so.
We're going to have to bet on that.
Bet.
Let's do... Let's bet on the whole show, matter of fact. Are you going?
Are you going?
I don't know yet. I want to, but I don't know if I can get my hands on tickets.
I was going
to
say, I thought someone was giving y'all comp tickets.
Maybe, but shit might be sold out. We need to figure that out.
Yeah, but I might.
If we go.
I might go.
We need a bet on that hoe during the show.
Yeah. No, bro, Hangman went to the belt in Greensboro, and then Swerve going to take it right off of him.
I just don't see Samoa Joe losing that fast.
I do.
But I guess if he doesn't get pinned, it doesn't matter. But it still kind of does
matter. I think it makes sense. I think it makes sense for Hangman to finally beat Swerve. And then it's like, hey, Swerve going to get that win right back, so who cares?
Yeah.
All right, now that we cut all of that.
Oh, that epic failure. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But we got just a couple leftover questions from last week that we didn't get to because they submitted them too late. And that's okay, though. One of them.
It's not okay. Be on time.
Well, yeah, it's okay for me. I don't care. Yeah, a certain someone was a little upset we didn't answer his question.
He was very upset. He strangled me.
I don't remember that, but
yeah,
we got a question from AD_BladeBrown on Instagram, and he said, when do I get my 1v1?
Who's he talking to?
Must be talking to you.
I've whooped his ass many times. He might be talking to you.
Oh, if he's talking to me, never.
Have you never wrestled him 1v1?
Mm-mm. I've done a single triple threat with him, and that's it.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
I've got nothing to worry about.
I don't have anything to worry about.
You have if you have a match with him coming up, just come to the professional of wrestling that guy, and I'll tell you how to whoop his ass.
I think you've lost to him more times than you've beat him.
What are you talking about?
What's your record against him?
I think my record is 5-0 against that man.
Well, I know that's not true. Because I've watched you lose to him.
We don't got to talk about that. Never lost in my life. I just don't win sometimes.
Yeah, that's called losing.
It's not. No.
It's
called a win and a lesson. I wouldn't call it a loss.
Well, professional wrestling record books would call it a loss.
Well, those records
just like how you lose. Just how you lost to Morgan Dash on Afterburn.
Oh my God!
What lesson did you learn in that match?
I learned that people under the height of 5'5" are cheating little bastards.
How did he cheat?
He pulled my tights and my hair.
Cap.
He did it. Yeah, he's a little freaky fuck.
I was about to say something weird. I had to cut all of it. Oh, no. Anyway.
Oh, when yeah. His mother said some. I was wrestling Chase Coleman. And I was like, who this little guy I got to wrestle? And she was there. And then she was like, big things come in small packages. Just ask my son. I said, wait a damn minute.
You talking about the young lady with the white hair?
Mm-hmm. She said that with her mouth. She said that. I couldn't believe my ears.
Anywho, wow. Mad Dog, Alpha Dog, Blade Brown, you'll get your 1v1 when I decide to start wrestling in the places that you wrestle. And I'm going to just leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to – in them towns you be wrestling in. I don't like to wrestle in those towns.
That's crazy. Me personally, Mad Dog, I wouldn't take that. But –
You don't got
to
take.
I guess you have to take that level of disrespect.
Yeah. Now he almost got his 1v1 at. Let's tell the story. He almost got his 1v1 at Wrestle Revival. When I wrestled Bojack.
He did. It came down to a rock paper scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you probably would have lost that night if you would have won.
I don't think so.
I think you would have.
I was more worried about wrestling Bo than I was Mad Dog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because Bo's a big dude, and Bo
is a big dude.
They make a lot of noise for him.
Mad Dog is also he might have thrown you out the ring and broke your neck for real. Were you hurt by that point or no?
No, not yet.
No, he just had a sunburn that day.
That's correct.
Yeah, you'd been man. You shouldn't have been worried about wrestling either of them. You should have been worried about wrestling me.
Yeah, I was. I think we've already talked about your little cocoa butter on my back on this podcast, so we don't even need to bring it back up.
Who's the other option? Duke?
Nah.
It was Duke, man.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And Draken.
Yes, DK. Dang. That'd be nice if you wrestled Draken. That'd be cool.
It's a good thing I didn't wrestle Duke that night. My goodness. Would have been hurt a month early.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been – either option would have been a good match.
Well, duh, because I was wrestling.
Nah, I don't think so. But I was really sorry. We could have wrestled.
Nah, I'm over-wrestling you. Anyway, let's ask this last question. Let's wrap it up because we got a Super Bowl to watch.
I'm going back to bed.
I don't know how to pronounce this man's name. You might.
Who is it? Is it somebody we know?
Yeah, you know him. I'm gonna try my best. Aloysius Skipper Jenkins III.
Aloysius Skipper Jenkins III. You gotta say it. You gotta say the whole thing every time, like a Tribe Called Quest.
Anywho, he asked, how are y'all doing today?
That's it?
That was his question. Why, are you disrespecting his question?
I mean, could have came with a little bit more meat and potatoes, you know?
Listen, we've been over this question.
He calls himself a journalist. That's what the J stands for in his name. And that's the only journalistic thing he could put in that question.
It's actually, the J stands for Jenkins.
Well, I was expecting more, but I'll answer the question. I feel very tired today. I need a self-driving car because I can't do these drives early ass in the morning and late at night.
Yeah, I saw your
crashing on the road. You know, I almost died like 3 times last night because these heathens at Atlanta, Georgia, do not know how to control themselves or use turn signals or check their blind spots. So, casually driving down the road, happened 3 times. They just merged into my lane.
Have you ever driven up north in, like, New Jersey?
No, I don't.
It's the worst. There's no way. It's the worst. So, there's, like, the turnpike. And basically, like, you got to go through the little toll things. And there are, like, 5 lanes. And it turns into, like, 2 different roads. And literally, as soon as you get past the little toll things, it's just, and oh my goodness, like no one cares. They're just going straight to where they need to get to.
Hell no.
I thought I was going to die when I had to do that.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah. I seen somebody hydroplane last night also.
Nice. Yeah. Were you guys driving your car?
Yes.
That's real unfortunate.
Yeah. Fortunately, we made it back home. But nice. Thanks for warning me on that New Jersey shit, though, because I...
Don't drive. Let someone else drive.
I'd rather not drive up there. Is that the worst place you drove through?
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
Florida was quite shit when we went. It wasn't the worst, but it was...
Jersey's way worse.
Way worse.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I can't even...
Can't even describe how terrible it is.
It's rough. But, yeah. Do we got anything else we want to talk about?
I have nothing except for where are the parties at? You got a party going on today?
No.
Oh, well.
For the Super Bowl?
Guess that's all we got. Yeah, I'm just trying to find some food, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Some chicken wings. I'm gonna
eat some food, and then I'm going to watch this game, and then I'm going to go to bed.
I feel you. You coming to wrestle at all?
Yeah, probably on Tuesday.
Let's do that. Let's have some.
You know, I think I've told you that about 1,000 times.
12,000 times. It's all good though.
Nah, I probably will on Tuesday. But I think that's gonna do it for us today.
That's gonna do it for the Bump and Feed Boys pod. Salutations. You know,
salutations. Remember, everyone's gotta watch Triple H versus Undertaker, Hell in a Cell. That's homework for next week. And we're going to talk about it. And if you didn't like this week's episode, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you either.
Listen to last week's episode and then listen to next week's episode. Just skip this one.
Yeah.
Even though you made it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and then skip it. Because We're both tired. And we
It's gonna be a lot of cutting. It's gonna be a lot of chopped and screwed. This episode might come out to be 20 minutes long.
It might be.
But
like whatever time we've been recording for 50 minutes. So however long it says on your podcast listening device, that's how much we cut out of this nonsense.
Yeah. So hey, next week we'll probably be worse, but we'll see. Consistency is key, and that's how we get better. So keep on listening, and
we're still on the road to 1,000 episodes.
Once we get to Jesus Christ, once we get to episode 1,000, I promise we will be leaps and bounds better.
And it's about like The Rock. It's the long game. You know, you don't just want to listen when we're good. You know, you got to listen.
You got to get to them early. Gotta listen through the rocky road sometimes.
Exactly.
If you weren't here for me during my worst, you're not ready for me during my best. That's what they say on Instagram.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
So we appreciate y'all listening. And we appreciate y'all leaving likes, comments, subscribes, ratings. Anything y'all want to do to support us, we appreciate it. We love social media engagement. We do love that. It really gets me through my days sometimes, looking at them pretty numbers. So make sure the number's pretty, because if it ain't pretty, I ain't getting through these days much longer.
Oh, no. Please like, Jake, comment, subscribe, share, please.
Please. And that'll be it for us. So if you want to take us home.
No, that was taking us home.
All right.
Bye, bitches.
We're home. Peace.